Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, it's Yvonne McCoy. Welcome to I'm Ready for Me. And I'm ecstatic that you're taking this time for yourself, you know. 2015 is going to be totally different. We're going to totally astound ourselves, and I say that about every year, and I truly believe it. And I think that's because we learn more, and we learn how to get better results, and we learn how to get them faster. So I'm looking forward to this year. Already it has been better than I could anticipate. And so I want to talk to you a little bit about the I'm Ready for Me Adept Living Philosophy, because it's about living your life as expertly, as skilled, as well-trained, and as the most thoughtful person that you can. You know, live your life in a way so that it isn't just happening to you, that you can learn and use success strategies and systems that can consciously enrich your life. You know, whether those life choices are about your health, your wealth, yourself, the result is about creating a bolder, more dynamic life. You know, we're living longer, so why not live better? You know, one of the mantras that, you know, I say is I don't necessarily want to live longer, but I want to live stronger. You know, I want to be really present when I'm living. And the process begins with discovering and focusing on what you envision for all the areas of your future success. And you can expand your horizons when you have strategies and systems to handle that change in goal setting and problems and managing resources. And fits in perfectly with our topic of today of what are you waiting for? Because we want to look at not just one area of but your whole life. So I'm ecstatic to take this journey with you, and I want to make sure that you click on the like button in the upper left-hand corner. And so let's get started. Let's get it done. What are you waiting for? Are you stuck? Or do you keep setting and forgetting your goals? You know, you look back on a to-do list and went, ooh, I forgot I set that goal, right? What kinds of stories or excuses do you use to keep yourself from the life that you really want? So what are you waiting for? You know, it's time to get out of your comfort zone and get started. And I'm going to give you 6 questions to help you to destroy those pesky limiting excuses and start making better choices and getting better results. We want you to achieve more happiness, success, better health, better well-being. You know, you have to do a reality check to just see what level of toughness you're really playing at. You know, sometimes you sit and you think, you know, what were you put on this earth to do? You know, what impact can your contributions make to your family, to your organizations, or to your community? You know, what's my purpose? You know, what kind of legacy am I going to leave? And so there's no better time than right now to start thinking about that. So let's take a look at what you are waiting for. Let's get it done. So it comes to mind that, you know, every once in a while I find myself thinking about, you know, this is not where I thought I'd be. Now, luckily, it doesn't happen as much as it used to. But I just remember at a certain point in my life, I kept thinking, where did I go wrong? How did I get off track? And do you really know what you want in life? It was kind of like just this, you know, feeling. I mean, sometimes it's really difficult to know that, you know, to know what you want. You may be feeling as though you're stuck with your current situation, that you don't have a choice, and, you know, or even if you think you can get out of it, you don't know how to do it. You know, are you stuck working in a job that you hate or maybe being in a bad relationship that's not going to improve? You know, for a lot of us, it's probably a lot less dramatic, okay? It's just a feeling that there's more, a feeling that you were put on this earth to do something else. And if we're bold and honest with ourselves, that feeling that we were really put here to do something special. And I remember saying that to somebody one time and being so embarrassed. I know that I'm here to do something. I know that I'm here to have an impact. And thinking to myself, what did I just, you know, open myself to? How crazy does that sound? Okay. And I think, you know, this is the time of the year that we think about it a lot more because we've set these New Year's resolutions. We've set goals. The year is young. So we're thinking about, you know, what we really want to accomplish. And as each month of this year rolls by, you can't help but think, what kind of impact am I making for my family, for my organization, or for my community? What's my purpose? What's my legacy going to be? So if you're having those thoughts, if you've been setting and forgetting your goals, there could be several reasons. You know, one is that your goals don't fit your mission, your value, your roles, your themes, you know, of what you want for life. They're goals that are based on I should do this, I should do that, I should do, you know, the I should do's. And generally speaking, it's really hard to put a lot of energy into something that you feel like you should do. It kind of is an energy-robbing kind of situation. You're not really as invested in it as you want to be. And there surely are enough things that you have to do that you don't want your own personal goals to fall in that category. Maybe it's not the right time. By that I mean, you know, are your goals proactive or reactive? Are your goals, let's say if you're talking about budgeting, are your goals reactive and you're like, I'm going to get out of debt, right? Or are they proactive in that you're going to earn more money? You're going to find something that you really enjoy and make more money. So is it the right time? Is it the time to take a look at that? Let's face it, we don't like to talk about it a lot, but there are different points in our time when different things take priority. So is this the right time? And the other thing is, when you take a look at the things that you set as goals, are you using your strengths or are you just following up with your weaknesses? Okay, because I think that's important. We all are unique. We all have unique strengths. And when our goals build on our strengths, there's a good chance that we're going to reach them. So, you know, maybe it didn't fit your goals, your mission. Maybe it isn't the right time. Maybe, you know, you aren't building on your strength. But guess what? This is probably part of your whole catalog of excuses that you have for not doing what you really want to be doing. And I'm here to tell you that you have a choice. Not taking an action is a choice. And so let's see if we can give you a different way to kind of rethink this whole thing about what you want so that you can actually start to move forward regardless what time it is, what your mission is, what your strength is. Okay, so what we're going to look at today is, you know, what do you really want and how do you figure that out? We're going to look at what your excuses are and, you know, look at the top 10 excuses that Wayne Dyer came up with when he did his Excuses Be Gone. And what's the cost of these? And part of what he did was come up with 6 questions to turn those excuses around, which work really well. And I'm going to share that with you. The other thing is to take a reality check about where you really are. What are you really willing to do? And take a look at the 5 levels of toughness and belief, which can be really eye-opening. And then, of course, we're going to have the action plan to get you to the next level of success. And, you know, we want to make sure that you put some gap goals in there and get some support to help you through that. Okay, so first, let's agree that you don't have the same level of satisfaction in all areas of your life. Some areas may be very satisfying and fulfilling, and others far from it. And, you know, our lives are a balancing act. Okay, they're always in motion. They're not static. You know, as one person said, you're either growing or you're dying or you're growing. All right, but it's really hard to stay static. And even if you're not making changes, the world around you is. And you can be in different stages of your life, okay? The things that you want and the things that you need change, you know. And that's why I think it's really important that you have missions and principles, because those will stay the same. The specifics that you want in your life will change, okay? So when I was a young adult with young children, probably the biggest thing on my to-do list was to sleep. Okay, I also wanted a career. I wanted a loving husband. I wanted healthy kids. I wanted a car that was reliable, all those things. But sleep was like a real priority because I was running really, really long days, especially when I was in graduate school. You know, I got up at 5 o'clock in the morning. I did my homework. At 7, I got my kids ready. You know, we all went off to school. You know, I took them to school, I went to class, then I went to my part-time job, you know, and then I stumbled into my house like at 10 o'clock at night, totally exhausted, and all I could think of was sleep, okay? So, you know, you fast forward a little bit, and, you know, my 3 kids are now all adults, and they have kids, right? So I have a loving husband, the same one, thank God. I have a reliable car, one that I really like, and I have a calling that I love. But I remember there was a time in my life when I questioned if there wasn't more. It wasn't so much that I was unhappy. It was more like I was uneasy that my life was passing me by and that I was going to live like this for the next 50 years or more without finding something, my passion or my destiny or something, that I was just kind of drifting through my life, that I didn't have anything to do with it. And I always think back, I think it made it worse that I actually had a great role model. My father knew that he wanted to do, from the time that he was in sixth grade, he wanted to be an electrical engineer, okay? And he worked at that joyfully, you know? Now, let me say that engineers typically are not the joyful kind, but as joyful as engineers get, into his 80s. And that was something that I wanted. I wanted something that I wanted to work at, you know? I don't think my father ever really, my father's 92, and I don't know that he has ever actually retired. I mean, he still, you know, he doesn't go into his office, but he still takes phone calls. He's still incredibly curious about the new things that are going on in the world, okay? And I kind of, you know, I wanted to live like that, right? I wanted to have that excitement and feel like I was part of something bigger. So let's start with the first thing. What do you want? All right. This is a big question because if you don't know what you want, nobody else is going to know what you want. All right. Nobody's going to give it to you. You have to take a look at it and try to figure it out on your own. Okay. And I'm going to do a short exercise to help you a little bit later. But one of the things that I want to talk about is redefining success in your own words, relanguaging it. So, for instance, you know, when I was growing up, you know, part of success was that you had a house, you had a car, you had a husband, you had a kids, yada, yada, yada. All right. So maybe that's not really the success you're looking for. Maybe kids are not in your, you know, you don't want kids. Maybe you want a career that's not going to be a 9-to-5. I mean, let's face it, people are not working at the same jobs for 30 years anymore. So you have to develop yourself in a sense that you are your own personal business and you move from job to job. So what is it that you want? What portable skills do you want? Like I said, in some areas of your life, you might be very happy. You may have hobbies and stuff and recreation and friends that you're very happy with. But you may think, you know, I really need to do a little bit of work on my spirituality. I really need to do a little bit of work on my job, or I need to bring some elements of what I want into the job that I have, okay? So you want to kind of redefine it and relanguage it. And I'll give you a suggestion. I had a client once who told me that she thought she was going to quit her job and go get a degree in graphic arts. And I said to her, you know, that's kind of abrupt. Have you, you know, how much research have you done on that? What kind of information have you gotten? And she was like, nothing. You know, it's just something that I think that I would like. And I said, well, you know, how about this? How about you go and find out what kind of classes there are, what kinds of areas you can go, and see if there's one that really floats your boat, right? And she came back and she was like, you know, I'm really glad you talked to me about this because, you know, the more I got into it, the more I realized this is really not where I want to be. And I said, What drew you to that? What made you want to do that? And she said, I just really like designing visual things. And I said, well, is there a place that you could start doing that in the job that you're in? Maybe you don't need to be a graphic designer. Maybe there's some place in your current job or in a community situation where you could design the posters and the newsletters and that kind of stuff. And so it turned out that's what she did for a while. And that was not her end all, but the success part was that she didn't have to leave the job that she went to. She wanted some creativity in the job that she was doing. It wasn't that she hated her job. She just wanted more creativity because what she was doing was helping people, okay, but there were lots of government regulations that went with it. And she wanted a way to be able to express her creativity. So it's not necessarily about the money. Okay, it's about how can you bring what you think is important into every area of your success. So, you know, can you put it out there in a different way? Can you say, for instance, like for a long time, losing weight was a big goal of mine. What I wanted is I wanted to lose weight. And for those of you that have been following me, you know that I've lost over 200 pounds. And I'm at a point now where I'm kind of redefining success and relanguaging it. It's not about, let's say, the last 40 or 50 pounds that I would like to lose, because that doesn't excite me at all. It's like I lost 200, so who cares, right? It's more about what I want. So it's not about losing the weight. It's more about having a higher level of health, getting off some of the medications that I'm on, developing flexibility, having more mobility, okay, having more energy, okay. And it took me a while to figure that out when I got to, you know, got to that mark that it isn't about the pounds. So I need to relanguage my goals so that it's not about that weight on the scale, but what the benefit is that's going to be. So ask yourself these questions. Whatever your goal is, whatever you think you want, okay, ask yourself, why do you need it? When do you need it? So if you're talking about a new career, it's like, why do you need it? Is it because you need the money, or is it because you need something that's going to make you feel alive? When do you need it? Can you wait, you know? Can you start doing something in that direction and wait for a while, or do you need it right this instant? You know, would you like to do it right now? What will it give you? What are your expectations when you reach this goal or as you're working towards it? What will it enable you to do? Okay? Who will it enable you to be? I mean, a lot of times when I was in corporate America, you know, and wore the suit and stuff like that, I always felt like I was putting on a costume. Not that I mind wearing a suit, but, you know, I was always the person that kind of wore the flashy scarf or the strange jewelry or whatever, because it just seemed so cookie cutter, okay? And it wasn't me, okay? What would be different if you finished? Where would you be if you finished? Okay? So that's a lot to think about. I'm going to run through it just really fast, so if you were writing them down, you can get it. Why do you need it? When do you need it? What will it give you? What will it enable you to do? Who will it enable you to be? What would be different if you finished? Where would you be if you finished? Okay? So that's kind of the beginning of the process. But the other thing is that once you decide what you want to be able to clarify and live your vision every day in every way. So this is the exercise that I want you to think about. This is where I want you to think about your mojo. I want you to think about a time in your life when you were your best, whatever that means, but when you felt like you were your best. For me, it was when I was around 21. I had endless energy. The world was my oyster. I was just, you know, nothing was impossible, okay? And I want you to think of three adjectives that describes you when your mojo was really working. And some of you have heard this story. This was about weight. But when I asked one of my best friends, for me that time was when I was about 21, when I was just getting out of college. And when I asked one of my very good friends about that, I said to her, when you think of me back then, what was the one thing that you remembered about me that stood out? And she said, you were the most adventuresome person I'd ever known. And I went, oh, my God, that's what's missing in my life. There's absolutely no adventure in my life whatsoever. Okay? And so that's kind of how I did it. There were things I wanted for myself. I wanted to be energetic. Okay? I asked my husband the same thing, and he said, you know, I was the most intriguing woman he'd ever met. And I liked that. So my three words were adventuresome, intriguing, and energetic. Okay? I asked a lot of people. I'm going to warn you not to ask your family because they think of all the bad things. All right? But the idea is if that's who you want to be, you can start using that right now. Okay? I used to do a lot of projects just for the money, okay, that I really didn't like. And I would say to myself, how can I make this more adventuresome? How can I make it more fun? How can I make it have more energy? Okay? How can I make it a little bit more intriguing? And I would try to put something in, you know, these papers I was writing, you know, for government and stuff like that, to make something in there really jump out and be alive. And so that's what I would like you to work on for the next week. Ask people, I mean, if you can think of a time exactly when you were the way you were, okay, you know, you wanted to be, that's a lot easier because it's specific. I mean, I could tell you that you should write out a vision statement or a mission statement and it would never get done. But three words is easy enough that anybody can do it, and you can do it today. You might change it up as you go along and say, you know what, and you could have more than three words because we're not living in a world of scarcity when it comes to this. But I think three is easy. So, you know, I've had people say fearless. Okay, I've had people say a visionary. There are lots and lots of words that might describe you. So talk to your friends, talk to people that you know, ask people that you work on teams with in your organization. Why do you like working with me? I mean, one of the things that it sounds crazy, I mean, I've always thought that I was a practical person, but two qualities that I have is I'm a very practical person and people like my voice. I'm always amazed when people tell me that. But that makes sense that I love doing the radio show, that I love coaching over the phone, that, you know, it aligns one of my strengths, okay, with my passion. Okay. So that's what that exercise is about. It's worth taking the time, all right? So let's talk about excuses. Wayne Dyer did a book called Excuses Be Gone, and he came up with the top 18 excuses, which I'm going to run down really fast for you. But the question really is, what is your excuse costing you? What is it delaying for you? And is that cost enough that you're willing to change? Because that's really the issue. So here's some of the favorites. Change is difficult. And so I'm going to give you his excuse and his answer, all right? I don't know that you have all of them, right? But you probably have a couple of them, okay? So change is difficult. I have the ability to accomplish any task I set my mind to with ease and comfort. And for me, when I think of change is difficult, I think of the whole change process, that in the middle there's the neutral tone where there's the push-pull. So when I feel like I'm having difficulty, it's like, that's fine. That means I'm really changing. It's going to be risky, you know? Being myself, his answer is, being myself involves no risk, and I live fearlessly. It also could be to take a look at what's the worst-case scenario. How much are you willing to risk? You know, you may not be willing to risk, like, every cent in your bank account, but you might be willing to risk some. So when I started and decided that I was going to go into real estate, I said, all right, I can risk, you know, $50,000, right? And I was going to take that out of my retirement plan, so it wouldn't have an impact on my family. So take your risk. If you're not comfortable, you know, with the whole kit and caboodle, find a level that you're comfortable with. It's going to take too long, okay? You could say to yourself, I have infinite patience. If I were to live the life I want, there would be family drama. Do you know, the bottom line is there's always family drama, and you're not going to be able to please everyone. One of the stronger ones, I think, is I don't deserve it. It's not in my nature. I can't afford it, all right? And so we have to take a look at the fact that we are deserving, all right? And that, you know, our nature is something that is part of us, and it's unique, and it's good. No one will help me, or it's never happened before. So, you know, there's nothing wrong with saying, you know, I'm okay with being the first to do this. That, you know, somebody, if it's never happened before, that doesn't mean somebody else out there doesn't need it. I'm not strong enough. I'm not smart enough. I'm too old. I'm too young. Okay? So, you know, there is infinite amount of strength out there and support. And that's one of the reasons that in some ways you need a community, you know, you need your spiritual connection and you need a community. I'm not smart enough. You know, we all are geniuses in our own right. I really always like Buckminster Fuller, who said we were all born geniuses and then it was educated out of us. I always think about that and laugh. I'm too young, I'm too old. The question is, you are who you are, where you are, okay? Age is really not a factor. You know, I remember so vividly thinking, I'm almost 60, I can relax. And then I looked at my parents who were almost 90, and I thought, my God, I got 30 more years on this, you know, earth if I'm lucky. I better get my act in gear and get something, you know, big accomplished, okay? The rules won't let me, okay? I'm not going to say rules are made to be broken, but I think that you can be creative. It's too big, right? I think this is the thing that keeps us thinking small. I don't have the energy. I'm tired. It's funny because I just had my grandkids over, and two of them are teenagers, and they were like, I'm tired. And I said, I feel like that's the family mantra. The teenagers are tired. The young adults are tired. You know, everybody's tired. But, you know, the thing is, when you're passionate about your what you are working on, you know, it will fill you with excitement and energy. I mean, there are times when I find myself, you know, working on something at 9 o'clock at night, and the time, you know, I look up and I've been working on it, and it's 9 o'clock, and I go, oh my God, you know, I don't believe I'm still doing this. But it's because you love it and because you want to. Okay. Just a couple more. My own family history is the reason why, and you know, just kind of fill in the story. I'm busy. Do you know? As you unclutter your life and get more focus on what you're trying to do, you will find the time to do what you have to do. And the last is, I'm scared, you know. And it could be, I'm scared that I'll fail. It could be, I'm scared of what people will say about me. I'm scared. The one that I had that was like really hit me over the head was, you know, if I was, the question I had in a class, not my class, but someone else's classes, was, if you were extraordinarily successful beyond your wildest imaginations, what would you be afraid of? And to my surprise, I was afraid of being alone. Okay? You know, it really kind of surprised me. I didn't really know what to do with it, but it was a very deep down sense of I would be alone. And it was interesting because my husband said to me, honey, you're not going to be alone. You're going to be in front of everybody. Think of yourself as the engine on a train, and you're out front so that the other cars in the caboose can follow you. And I found that really comforting for some strange reason. So, you know, what is your fear? And what are you willing, you know, what is it going to cost you if you don't try a different career, if you don't step out and do the thing that you want to, if you don't volunteer in the community, if you don't tell people no sometimes, okay? What is that going to do, and what is that going to keep you from doing? All right, so let me give you the six questions, all right, because the six questions are going to be the questions that are going to bust through the excuses and let you go ahead. And they're very simple, okay? So the first question is it true? So just because you believe it, just because you think it doesn't make it true. Are you 100% sure? So if there's a possibility, some percentage that it might not be true, what's the opposite? Okay? The question is, if you're not sure that either of those are true, why opt for failure? Do the one that you want, the one that you think is going to bring you to where you want. So the question, the first one is it true? The second one is, where did the excuse come from? Well, you know, you can say they came from my family, they came from blah, blah, blah. But in the end, you're the one that believes them. So they're really a product of your choice. So when you look at your excuse, don't blame anybody else. Realize that you're responsible for this. And I always say that collect evidence to support the opposite of the excuse. So, for instance, you know, you might say, I'm always late, right? So every time you're on time, you go, hey, I'm always on time. Collect that evidence to support what you want. What's the payoff? The payoff may be that you're safer. The payoff may be that you can manipulate others. The payoff may be that you can protect yourself. Now, I know that sounds really weird, but in my family, the excuse is I'm sick. Not my immediate family, but my greater family, okay? So when you ask people to do something, the first thing they say is, oh, I'm not feeling well, I'm sick. And I find that that's an excuse that from time to time pops up for me. Rather than just saying, no, I don't want to do it, I go, oh, I'm sick. So I get to protect myself or, you know. But, you know, I don't use that excuse anymore. I've learned to say, no, I don't want to do this. Or, you know, I can't do this the way you want me to do it. Ask yourself, what would your life look like if you couldn't use these excuses? Believe it or not, if you don't use the excuses, you would feel great. You would feel free. You would have the gift of imagination. You'd have a better sense of what you want. You could experience it. You know, and one of the things that Wayne Dyer suggests is the last 5 minutes of the day before you fall asleep, think about, you know, all the positive things that have happened. And use the last, you know, the last 5 minutes, review, and think about what you want. And then your brain has got like 8 hours to marinate on all the good stuff, right? You can think about all the things you want. I feel joyful. I'm healthy. I enjoyed my family. I'm much closer to. I took steps today that are going to bring me much closer to building my business. I had good interaction with my employees. I showed good management style and leadership style. I was appreciated for the action that I took with my employees. Okay, so the issue is to review all those things, think about how you want tomorrow to go, and let your brain, your subconscious, work for you overnight so that you can marinate on that and really wake up in the morning and feel as if you are really exercising your vision. You're clarifying your vision every day in every way. The last two questions are, can I create a rational reason to change? Is it doable and does it make sense? Is it rewarding? And when you have a change, there's going to be a challenge. But one of the examples that he used that made me laugh is that his son could never get up in the morning and he could never seem to be on time. And yet when he went on this huge surfing trip, the best waves were at 5:30 and he got up. You know, he didn't have a problem sleeping in and whatever. He managed to get up. So if you can, you know, find a rational reason to change whatever that excuse is that you're doing, all right, then you can make that change happen. So, for instance, I'll talk about eating first. I'm kind of a night eater, so I know that, and so some of the changes that I've made to make that less, to reduce that, okay, over the years is, if I eat dinner at 5 o'clock, at 10 o'clock I'm starving, okay? So I've kind of moved my dinner back, and then I've also kind of given myself a snack, or had snacks that are available that are much better. So, you know, like for instance, we have grapes. Or I might have a small, you know, light yogurt. Or I have the kinds of things that, you know, that I don't have to wait and make myself overly hungry to eat. And so that way, you know, I've made it a better experience. I may still want to eat at night. I haven't changed that. But the change is that I'm eating things that are much better for me. Some of the other things that you might want to take a look at is I tend to have clutter. I do. I admit it. But one of the things that I realized was I like to see my stuff, all right? And so I made a change. I bought this beautiful file cabinet, and instead of it being up and down, it's like a vertical file cabinet. It's beautiful. And after a year, I realized I had put absolutely nothing in it, and I still had my clutter. And so, you know, the question is, what's the problem? And what I realized was I like to see my stuff. And so I got myself color-coded folders. I cleared off a shelf on my bookcase. I put the folders there where I could swivel in my chair, see it, open it up. You know, when I was finished, put it back on the bookshelf. And the stuff that I put in my vertical file cabinet, are things that I'm finished with that I don't need anymore or that I'm not going to need, you know, right away. So that is a rational reason to change. I have a rational place to put stuff that I don't need, and I still have a place to put the stuff that I like to see. And understand that there is a challenge to change. You know, change is, you know, you have to come up, realize, first of all, you have to acknowledge what the problem is. You have to figure out where you want to go. And in between, there's the push-pull. So there's going to be some challenges. But the question is, does it make sense? And, you know, I found for me, and this had been a problem for years, that I tend to open a folder and then something happens and I open another one on top of it. So I was constantly losing things in the wrong file. This has worked so well. again, you know, I color coded it because I'm a visual learner. I put it within arm's reach, so it was very easy for me to close something down, put it away, and bring it back. So it made sense and it was doable. And the last question is, how do I reinforce this new way of being? Okay. And this one is a little hard for me, but, you know, have a conversation with the excuse. Do you know? Say to the excuse, you know what? This is, you've been with me for a long time, but now we're going to do something else. All right. And I think this is the place where you need to get support and get accountability. So, you know, and also learn to be more peaceful. So, you know, we're talking about things like yoga or the power of an affirmation. I think that having a mantra helps me, okay? The one that I used to do, I don't know if I remember it right, is I'm doing what others don't so I can have what others – I'm doing what others won't so I can have what others don't, okay? And I used to use that when I didn't want to exercise because it was raining, and I'm thinking a lot of people wouldn't go out in the rain and exercise, but I am. You know, if I was doing something on my job or something in my business, I would say to myself, I'm doing what others won't so I can have what others don't. All right? So you may have your own mantra, you know, the one about it's not enough to live longer, I need to live stronger. Right? Think about it. It's a quick booster, okay, to get you where your mojo is and where you are. The last thing that I want to talk about, and it's really kind of interesting, is the five levels of mental toughness. And we're talking about professionally and personally. And this is kind of an interesting thing. You have to do a reality check and see really where you are in your life, okay? Because I think that, first of all, you need to see if you're better than you think or worse than you think. So the first level is playing not to lose. You know, and that's really kind of out of a sense of duty, right? I better perform or I'm going to be in trouble. You know, that maybe you're just kind of maybe wishing for what you want. But the idea is that you're just there. And that's like the lowest level, you know, of mental toughness. How many times have you done something or done, you know, and just said, I have to do this because I have to do it, all right? Playing to cruise. You know, as long as I continue to perform, I can cruise. You know, that's kind of like when you're playing, you know, somebody said you need a website and go, okay, I put up a website and it's there, but you never go back and look at it. I remember that when I first put up my website, I totally forgot I had it. So that was definitely playing to cruise. Okay? Playing to improve. That's where you really start to get a sense of, you know, I can accomplish more than I thought. Maybe I'm better than I think I am. Maybe I can do more. And a lot of times that getting to that level is because some belief-altering event occurs that triggers a new thought process. And getting rid of your excuses is one of the things that will help you. All right? Playing to compete. Playing to compete is where you say, you know, I think, and this is we're talking about your business and your life, I think I can be the best. You know, that new success, you have some success, and so it expands your whole belief system. You know, but you've been a performer, but now you're starting to think about the world in general. How can I impact the world as a whole? And the last one is playing to win. You know, when you are so sure that what you want is what you want, that you know you're not going to fail, that you can only learn and grow. So if you do have a failure or it doesn't quite hit the mark, that's a learning experience. The only person that you're really competing with is yourself. You don't have that fear, okay? You feel grateful that you have the opportunity to be your best, okay? And that you're going to have an impact. You know, there usually is an event where you go from being just a performer, where you start to see that there's no pretense and you're totally focused, and that you, what you're doing is going to help the world and the world community, okay? And I know that sounds kind of weird, but the thing is, if you take a look at, even in the job or the organization that you're in, right, there are ways that you can help others by putting yourself out there to be successful. All right? So what does all this mean? We basically looked at four different things, kind of, and I actually tried to put a whole lot of information in there. So the question is, what do you really want? Okay. How did you feel when you had your mojo and the way that you want to be to live your vision every day in every way? What are the excuses that are holding you back, and what can you say that'll knock them down? What are the questions the six questions that can debunk that? And then what level are you playing with? I mean, when the first time I heard about the levels of toughness, I was cruising. And I had to say, whoa, no wonder I'm not getting the success that I want, because I'm just barely putting in the effort. I mean, I was busy. I was doing a lot of stuff, but I was not doing anything to grow. All right? So that's, looking at those different things can make a huge difference. So this is what I'd like to propose. Take this week to spend some time looking at your favorite excuses and take them through the questions. You know, take two or three of them and knock them out, whatever your favorite ones are, all right? If you can get rid of, you know, two or three, you can get rid of more if you need to. The second thing is to do the exercise, the three adjective exercise. Give yourself a reality check. Clarify and live your vision every day in every way. Set your expectations. Make the decision to be happy and successful. Okay? Take a look at how those exercises, how those excuses, I should have put this in the first one, you know, you're using them to protect you or to protect your beliefs. And the third one is have a big plan. Create some urgency and be determined to finish strong. You know, have some big goals, two or three reasons, a big goal, two or three reasons why you want that goal, and then five ways to achieve it. And you need to come up with both static and active tactics. You know, like I've said to you before, when I'm doing things about my health, you know, part of it is, you know, I take a daily vitamin, I take, you know, a green supplement, right? Those are kind of static things because I do them every day. They're just kind of built in, right? Meal planning, exercising, and stuff like that are more active things. So have a balance of those because, you know, you only have 24 hours, so you need to get the best bang for your buck. And this sounds really weird, but share your plans. Share what you want, share your goals, share your action plan. You know, by doing that, you know, you start to learn to ask for what you want. If you can't ask, then you can't receive, all right? And part of that is to build an accountability. If you tell people something, they're going to come back at some point and say, well, how's that going? All right? So that's building in some accountability. You need to be able to measure and adjust your performance. So you need to set time frames, you need to have rewards, and have support. Now, I'm just going to tell you a little bit real fast in terms of accountability. I have been having the most fun for the last 50 days or so. I signed up for something called the 100-Day Challenge, and I very rarely promote other people's work. I mean, I tell you about other things, but I very rarely sell it. So, but this I'm going to tell you because this has been fantastic. It is the reason that I said, do you have a big goal, have two or three reasons why, and find five ways to achieve it. I had to work really hard on mine. It did not come as fast as I thought, and it has been wonderful. So I'm going to suggest, if you're ready for an exciting new adventure to get what you want, go to my website at YvonneMcCoy.com. Go to, on the right-hand side, you will see it says Someday is Today. Click on that. Find out about the 100-Day Challenge. I have done this. I took the buddy. Two of us signed up together, and we've been really tracking this, and we have been making some amazing things happen. So I am very happy to share that with everybody because I think that it is really a lesson well learned and it's fun. It's a fun way to be accountable. So take a look at that on my webpage, YvonneMcCoy.com. All right, I just want to give you a one final thing. And because I took that challenge, you know, one of the things he talks about is go big, go fast, which is very much different than what I usually preach about small changes lead to big results. And, you know, I'm learning that the big changes can make results faster. So how are these both possible? So finally, when I thought about it, I realized, you know, it's kind of a spectrum. So on one end of the spectrum, you may not be doing anything at all. All right? So you have to kind of overcome resistance, and small changes might be the way to kind of get your wheels turning. All right? If you're in the middle and you are doing something, you know, you may find that you're getting impatient. You're getting some results, but you're impatient because they're not coming fast enough. And that's when you want to put in, you know, and make some big changes so that at the far end you're going to get some massive results fast. And one of the things that it does is it gives you an incredible amount of confidence and satisfaction, and it feels good. I don't know what else to say. You know, it says success is doing the right thing the right way at the right time for the right reasons. And I have to tell you, you know, this sounds hokey, but only 3% of people actually write down their goals and have plans to accomplish it. And that's probably why most of us don't get those big results that we really want to get. So, again, go to my website, YvonneMcCoy.com. Look at the box that says Someday is Today, which fits in perfectly with what we're talking about, what are you waiting for, and get moving. The next class starts April 1st. The next class starts shortly. So I would encourage anyone to do it. It works with anything. Okay. So I have given you a lot of information in this show. I've given you information about helping to figure out what you want and finding out what your mission and purpose is when you, you know, figure out what your mojo is, looking at excuses, questions to bust those excuses apart, having you do a reality check about where you are. And I think, you know, really take a couple minutes with the reality check if you do nothing else. Because if you see that you're playing small, then you'll understand why you're getting the results that you're getting, or why you're not getting any results, that you're just basically drifting and cruising, okay? And one of the things I have to ask is, how much effort are you willing to put into this? And when we talked about excuses, the question was, what is this costing you? If it takes you much longer to do something, I mean, it is important to get where you're going. So the destination is important, but it took me 15 years to lose the 200 pounds. If I had done it in 10 pounds, I would have had 10 years, not fast. I would have had 5 years more of good health to do more of what I wanted. And so when I realized that, and I talk to people who are getting weight loss surgery, you know, I see that for some people that really does make sense. Okay, where previously I didn't, because I was like, you know, you got to do it on your own kind of thing. So, you know, the question is, what is it costing you? Is it costing you, if you're not in the business of bringing in the kind of money that you want, is it costing you time with your family? Are you working more hours at a job that you don't like and making less money so you have less time with your family? If you are working at something that you like that you're hugely successful at, the fact that you're happier means the time that you spend with your family, you're happier. If you're financially more successful, it means that you've got resources that you can give to the community and to your family and to causes that you really believe in. So what is it costing you? What is delaying your purpose costing you? And I think, you know, the old quote is that we're afraid of our power more than we are, you know, how powerful we really are than we are of not doing anything. The idea that we have to be up front, that we could be greater than, that we could be more powerful than, can be a very scary excuse. And like I said, if I was incredibly successful, I was afraid of being alone. And I find that the more involved I get, the more I do, the less alone I am. Okay? You're doing this for yourself. So again, you know, this is information. How are you going to use it? And there's more than one way to go forward. And so, you know, one of the things that I purposely do, instead of doing a 60-minute show, I do a 50-minute show. So you have 10 minutes to take a few minutes to write down some of your action plan, to figure out what kind of effort you're going to, you know, put in it. And, you know, so that you have some way to use it. Because information that you don't activate is useless. Right, so in the I'm Ecstatic, it's information, activation, motivation, evaluation, continuation, and success. So before we hang up, I just want to make sure that you've got a plan to move forward. If you haven't downloaded my life planning model, do that too. Between the two of them, you know, you are going to have a plan for yourself for the future that is going to make a huge change in the way that you live your life and the way that you see yourself. Okay? So I can't tell you how glad I am that you're here. I'll be even happier if you actually use some of the information that you can adopt some of the, you know, adept living principles about being available to new information, being dependable, you know, being educable and investing in lifelong training to promote your professional and personal integrity and to transfer that knowledge into all areas of your life. So the final question is, what would you do differently? What did you learn that will help you? You know, 2015 is underway, and you still have a chance to make it fantastic. So let's put a plan into action. So for I'm Ready For Me and me, Yvonne McCoy, remember to be empowered, design your life for ease, have a formula that works with and for you. I'm Ready For Me. I want to be healthy, wealthy, and alive. I'm ecstatic. Don't forget to click on the left-hand button, the like button in the upper left-hand corner. Tell a friend. And until our next show, I hope that you have many great days where you can say, I'm ecstatic. I hope I can do it, and I hope you can too. Bye.